Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson for part 18 of our How to Start a Tech Company series. For those of you that missed last week's episode, so did we. It's okay. Sometimes with startups, things don't go as they should. We were supposed to get this all done this year. We keep joking. I think we're what, 3 or 4 weeks behind now, which is kind of par for the, as long as we're not like a whole quarter behind, I think we're still ahead, right?
Are we shooting for Valentine's Day 2022 now? Is that the final episode?
Are you looking for the answers that we're telling future investors and what we're projecting and hoping for, or what we really think will hit? Because there's probably a difference.
And I already sold the company like 5 episodes ago, so.
I know. So, well, you know, so I don't know what to say, man. We're behind schedule, but that's pretty common. That's pretty common in a startup. You know what also is really common is not knowing that today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Gusto. Gusto is a simple online payroll solution, payroll and benefits platform. My God, learn how to read. It's built for small businesses. Gusto automatically files your payroll taxes and directly deposits your team's pay. Plus, you can offer all kinds of benefits, 401k, health insurance, workman's comp, and more. And just because you're a Startup Hustle listener, you get 3 free months. When you click the link in the show notes, it's gusto.com/startup hustle. You know, it's really funny, Matt, is I had a hard time reading that, and I was playing tongue twisters with my kids earlier, but I can't read the words on that. But I can say, she sells seashells by the seashore, and it's not a problem. All right. So Gusto is going to give you 3 free months when you do your first payroll using
talk
the link
about
in the
free
show
shit.
Notes. And that's what we're going to talk about because, you know, here we are. We're behind in our own timeline here, which, Matt, you know, we're treating this whole series like it's a startup. So, man, we got problems. We overshot our runway a little bit here. So I think we're going to have to take a couple minutes and line up some free stuff. I like free.
Can Gusto actually pay us like with their money or something too? Like, can we like get paid even though we don't get paid?
Technically, Gusto is paying us for me reading that. So yes. Yeah.
I mean,
the answer is yes, but in the context that you mean, probably not. But in the reality of your question, yes. So, and you know what Gusto does is actually a company that does give some startup perks. And there's a whole lot of other companies that give free stuff to startups.
So absolutely.
We're trained to ask why. Let's just be realistic here. Why? Because they want you to be a client after you get very used to using whatever platform it is that's giving you something free. So there is a ton of free stuff out there. And I think sometimes people overlook this, you know, and I mean, I guess let's first start, Matt, during the course of all of the businesses you've started or you've been involved with, have you ever gotten free stuff for being a startup?
You know, at Stackify, one of the best deals we ever got was free hosting from Microsoft Azure. Right. They have a program called BizSpark that would give startups free hosting and stuff on Azure. And we got signed up for that. And then we even got promoted to what they called BizSpark Plus. I think we were getting like $5,000 a month on free hosting. Now, this started like 9 years ago or something. So those programs may have different names now and stuff. But Azure and Amazon and Google Cloud and other companies like that, they all offer some incentives because they know they're giving away the needle. And then you're going to need to keep buying the drug. Because once you start using Amazon or Azure, the odds of you switching are like none.
And why is that?
Because it's a huge pain in the ass to switch.
True.
It's like we use QuickBooks. It's like changing accounting systems. Like, fuck that. I'm not changing accounting systems. Like, there's just some things. That, like, once they get you started, they're just like, no way I'm changing this shit.
I think you have a really good point when you use the example of, hey, here's the free needle because you're going to keep buying the drugs. Because a lot of these things are $50 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, and they seem so perfectly priced that they're low enough that you're like, it's a lot of work to save $150 a month. So you keep paying for it. And it's the same thing. No one wants to change their server. No one wants to change other things. Now, look, we're going to play both sides of the line here. Because look, just because it's free in the beginning doesn't mean it's the best choice for you long term. So also, as we talk about free stuff for startups, if you sign up for it, I want you to give consideration to the fact that it might be a pain in the butt to get off of it as easy it was to get on it. So, all right.
Some of those things are, but to add to that though, some of these things are born to be outgrown, right? Like there's project management software like Basecamp, for example. It's like, oh, you may start out and Basecamp is great, but you get to a certain point, you get a number of employees, you're like, we just need something more complicated. And then you just have to level up to the next level. And that's just part of the deal. But a lot of those systems, they're free or cheap, but they're usage based, right? You take something like Basecamp or whatever, and it's like $20 a user. So it's free for the first user or sounds real cheap. And the next thing you know, you got 20 employees and you're like, this thing isn't so cheap anymore.
Or 200, like we do at full scale.
Yeah. So It's like us with Slack. You get the Slack bill every month. And you're like, what the hell?
We love the real life example. So, you know, Matt and I are the co-founders and own 50/50 fullscale.io. And we help people build software development teams, which, by the way, is another thing that people don't like to switch out because it's a pain in the ass. Right. So, you know, we started this episode comes out 2 weeks before Full Scale's third birthday. And we have 200 employees, which is crazy, but let's do the math. So, you know, and Slack's a great example. Slack is either free or it's $8 a month, right? Now, if it's free, you don't get a whole lot. So we kind of started on free and then we wanted to be able to like send bigger files and save a history and connect to things and whatever. So then we're like, okay, $8 a month. It's not a big deal. We've only got 20 employees. That's $160 a month. We're like, oh man, that's a lot. It's getting to be a lot. Now it's $1,600 a month and everything that we do. And here's another example. You mentioned QuickBooks. QuickBooks has a time clock called T-Sheets.
Yep.
That's $5 a seat. That's $1,000 a month right there. Wait, dude, between Slack and our time clock, we spend $2,600 a month. Oh my God.
Now,
this episode's supposed to be about free stuff, dude. That's $32,000 a year right there.
Yeah.
Pay for Google too. Yeah. Oh, what else?
Oh, it all adds up.
A lot of stuff. Right. So this does definitely come down to it. But you know what? Cross that bridge when you get to it. Because when you're in the beginning of a business, saving money is making money. And look, if you are strapped for resources, you can cleverly daisy chain a whole bunch of stuff together. I've seen people do it and do a whole lot of free, right?
Does this count as RPP?
Rich people problems?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Wait, no. need you. How can it be rich people problems if you are so broke that you have to string together a daisy chain of free shit
if your startup's got 200 employees now and you're complaining about your $1,000 a month bill, like, you're probably okay.
I wasn't complaining about it, man. Yeah. I was stating the facts. I was simply stating the facts. So, all right. Sidetracked here.
You're right.
It's impolite to talk about RPP. All right. You know me. So no RPP.
Yeah.
All right. So look, there's free stuff everywhere. And you really can. You can tie it together. You can do a lot of different stuff. You start with something like a website. This is just like the most basic stuff. Things like WordPress, content management systems. It's free. You know, you can take WordPress, build a website, and find a lot of other things that are free that go with it. Like Matt mentioned, there's a whole lot of server things. Amazon will give you startup credits, Microsoft, DigitalOcean. I mean, it kind of goes on and on and on, right? You got some employees. Gusto will give you 3 free months for using their payroll. If you use the link in our show notes, try that out. Another good one, credit card processing. Stripe will give you Stripe. You don't even need to be a startup. I think you just, well, maybe you do. You might have to answer like 10 questions. I think Stripe gives everybody no fees for the first 50 grand in charges.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. So what I just mentioned right there, if you want to start an e-commerce store, you can do that for free. Use it. You can build a WordPress site and put it on a free server for probably at least a year. And you get $50,000 worth of transactions. And one of the things that people don't even think about is credit card companies take 3% of all your charges, man. And, you know, all right, so we'll take the first 50K. Another thing, Matt, you remember when before we started Full Scale, Matt invited me to come move my office into his office. And at the time, you were having a real hard time with graphic design. You remember that? You were just like, no one was really getting it right. You were frustrated with it. And I was like, dude, why don't you just use Canva?
Yeah.
You're like, what's Canva? I'm like, a free website that turned me into a graphic designer. And it did. And I was making marketing images. I was doing a lot of different stuff with it. Canva is a great free resource that really will walk you through the process. Now, 3 years ago, not everyone knew Canva. Now it's a $1 billion company. But that's another example. So, all right. Now, Matt, did you know that there's actual organizations and companies that specialize in doing nothing but getting startups lined up with free stuff?
There is, like KC Collective in Kansas City does that. And it's like correct. They got the coupon book for you. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So what these organizations, you can go to kccollective.org. Now they've been on the show. Look through the feed. We have other shows about getting free stuff for your startup. And so the thing is to get the best deals from these companies, there is a little bit of a negotiation period. Now that's something we should talk about because using up $5,000 worth of time and labor to get $2,500 worth of free something might not be a great return. So amidst trying to get free stuff and free things for your startup, don't you got to kind of weigh the return. But that's what organizations like KC Collective do is they sit down and negotiate the whole thing. And then you can, you know, make a small donation and join their organization and get started. So, yeah. All right. Now, another thing that can really help you get free resources is, and we've done this before, and this can be sizable, is there's a lot of like incubators and accelerators that mm-hmm. get sponsored, powered by, we did Launch KC, go to launchkc.org, check out what they do. Now you can get into that. You can apply for that for at launchkc.org. You can apply for that accelerator from anywhere in the country. When Full Scale worked with Launch KC, we gave every company that got selected $10,000 worth of development credit.
Boom. Free money.
I know. Winner, winner, chicken dinner on that one. And But here's the thing is there was a whole bunch of other stuff. So you basically got it. There was about $50,000 worth of free stuff just by default. And sometimes they use it and sometimes they didn't. But
well, you'll even get like law firms and accounting firms and stuff like that, yep. right? That'll throw free service at them because they're just trying to lure it. You know, it's all marketing for them. They're trying to lure a new customer. So,
okay. So probably the crown jewel of free is almost everywhere in the world of freemium.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I could probably start right. I bet I could start right now. And if I had a list of every software platform that had a freemium offer, I bet I couldn't read them all in succession by the end of the show.
Yeah. It was like Slack. Slack's a good example of that.
I mean, so if you're not familiar with the term freemium, you probably should be. But freemium is that free, hey, use it. You're going to lose it if you need to do certain things, but it's usually that teaser offer. It's back to Matt handing out needles, knowing that you're going to need to buy drugs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
I'll be there ready to sell you drugs when you need it.
Strike that from the record, Your Honor. Strike that from the record. But yeah, it's so much. Now there's other, you know, a lot of other stuff too. And you're going to have to, as your business grows, you're going to have to start thinking about stuff and, you know, taking care of employees has never been more important. And for years, Gusto has been helping more than 100,000 small business owners run payroll, offer benefits, onboard new employees and more. They call it the people platform. It doesn't just look nice. It works. Payroll taxes are filed, deductions are calculated, and your team gets paid. You can even offer health insurance, 401k, gusto.com/startup hustle. Click the link. Now, you know, there's some other things that I think people don't always think about. How about some training, Matt? Like, what about good old training, like free courses and places like Skillshare and Coursera can train you? Because you don't know everything yet. You just started your business. You don't even know what you don't know. And you can also offer some training for your employees.
Well, it's like learning to do software development. I mean, there's tons and tons of websites and stuff to help learn do computer programming, like freecodecamp.com. There's like a million things.
What are some other things if you – all right, so let's say I'm a non-technical founder and I want to hire a programmer and I just don't really even know what those people need. Like what are some of the good places to start? Like, I mean, GitHub's one. Does GitHub have a free?
Yeah. If your code is public. And a lot of this stuff is super, super cheap though. Some of it's not free, but it's so inexpensive that it's like, if you can't afford this, you can't afford to even be in business, but
because like you so shouldn't cheap. Even be doing it.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like you should, like you shouldn't have a car if you can't afford to buy gas?
Pretty much. I mean, like, I think Jira, you know, Atlassian's product Jira for project management, you talk about developer products. I think it starts out like $10 a month or something like that. If you can't afford $10 a month, like, I don't know what you're doing.
Well, if you can't afford $10 a month for Jira, I know you can afford free on Trello.
Yeah, there you go.
which is just another example of getting yourself through it. Now, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm the founder of Gigabook, and Gigabook does not have a free, but Calendly does. I'm not ashamed to say that. Like, if you can't afford like text message reminders and customization and all that, but you still want to take on appointments, that's what Calendly does. And then when you want to graduate, Gigabook will be waiting for you. If you want to use writing tools, The thing that I don't understand why the world doesn't just use the Grammarly's free plugin.
I've used it before.
Do you use Grammarly?
Yeah, I've used it
before. I mean, it's plugged into everything I do. It saves me every day it reminds me every day that I still don't know how to spell entrepreneur. Do it, Matt. Spell entrepreneur. Don't cheat.
Entrepreur.
Wrong. Spelled entrepreneur. Entrepreneur.
Whatever.
You were like four letters short.
Oh, whatever.
You said you were. This proves my point. I put up a poll in the Startup Hustle Facebook chat, and I said, how many of you honestly could spell entrepreneur right now without cheating? And like 70 people said no. and seven people said yes. And at that moment, I knew that I knew 70 people that were telling the truth and seven others that were lying. Because no one knows how to spell entrepreneur without Grammarly or something else.
My only struggle with tools like Grammarly is I work in software development, right, where half the words are made up and the other half are acronyms.
Hey, you know, speaking of which, Matt, you can always make shit up for free. I noticed that on your, I noticed on your Facebook today that you were talking about your new life and the job that you have now that you sold your company to someone else that employs you. And you were talking about having to have all the buzzwords together. And I don't know if you saw my comment, but you were encouraging, one of your friends was encouraging people to just make stuff up. Just to try to see if the other people you work with like pretended like they knew it. So I recommended that you get your vertical velocification ratio going a little more. And it's your VBR ratio.
Synergistic.
I know I made that up right there on the spot and I was really proud of it. So that's something else you can get for free.
It is
you
weird
can
having always, a job now.
You can always, I bet.
I got to show my value because I know the buzzwords.
Right. You should go back and listen to the acronyms episode we did like 2.5 years ago. Just so.
That was one of my favorite episodes ever.
It's when I realized that you have a filthy mind.
It's like you didn't know what ATM stood for.
Don't. I didn't. What did I say? Anytime money? I thought ATM stood for anytime money. You're like, no, automatic teller machine. I was like, oh man, that makes so much more sense.
There's another version of that too, but we won't go there.
Yeah, that's an oh god.
But let's get back to free stuff.
All right, so
there is no free stuff in the ATM.
True. Now. One of the things that I think is a great free resource is, you know, you talk about trying to get started. How about just the fucking internet, Matt? Like, how about Google? Like, I mean, the most valuable free thing I've ever used is easily Google. Like, don't know how to do it. Let's Google it. Like
YouTube, hey, that shit.
Right, same thing. Google owns YouTube. It's kind of the same thing. So let's talk about this, right? I turned 46 this month, man. I'm getting old. I have started, owned, invested, or been involved intimately with dozens and dozens of businesses at this point. And every day I do work, I find myself Googling something that I don't know how to do or I want to learn how to do better. Do you do the same? Is that fair to say? Or at least 4 out of 5 days?
I mean, I wouldn't say every day, but it happens a lot. And
one of my
friends, coworkers, employees, Megan, is our VP of customer success. And she jokes all the time about she's watching videos on YouTube trying to learn what she's supposed to do in her job. Because she's like, I've never been a manager of customer success before. What the hell does that mean? But I'm in charge. Here we go.
Right. That's what I need to do. If you are an employee, somewhat, even if you're the founder, whatever, if you haven't Googled the job description of what you're trying to figure out how to do yourself, then you're probably missing something at your own job. Like, and I'm being serious. Like, you know, it's like when we went to hire a specific C-suite, I'm like, let's look up the job description. And every time I do that, I'd be like, damn, we need to broaden the scope here. We're clearly missing out on a few things, but I mean, really in the end, I mean, Google is the pipeline to the world of free. It is where you're going to gain access to the most free stuff, or at least find out where it is. And if you're a startup that's trying to get funding, it's where you can find unlimited numbers of leads for where investors, accelerators, influencers, incubators, economic development money, free grants.
I mean, I think giveaways, the key there is free information, right? And
yes,
I don't know how often my wife asks me something, and I just look at her and I'm like, "Did you Google that?"
That I try to, because I'm trying to become patient and loving in my older years as I age, which is not going well, by the way. Those aren't really my defining characteristics on some days, but I get employees all the time. They'll come and ask me something. And sometimes if I'm cranky, I'll be like, did you really think that asking me was a better idea than asking Google? You know, but it's true. And that's the thing. So I think as you're growing your company, if you can just train people to think about that, and Matt, it shocks me. You know, I'll talk to people and they'll say things. They're like, oh, I don't have any experience. I've never done that before. Okay, Matt, for whatever you do all day, every day, and I don't even know what you do anymore, man. You're just a different person now that you have a job. I feel like I don't know you anymore. It's terrible. But for whatever you do all day, every day, did your first experience or how you learned how to do most of that possibly start by Googling it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the first several years of software development for me were Googling things and finding it on Stack Overflow or some Google groups or whatever. And like
all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yep.
All of it.
Well, so
I think really here in the end, the episode, like newsflash people, there was nothing earth shattering or groundbreaking in this episode, except for the most important thing we could have taught you. And that's Google or YouTube will probably teach you how to do everything. You know, man,
I got a great example of this. You ever go to Bed Bath Beyond? You're like, shit, I don't have my 20% off coupon because, you know, you just freaking Google it and you find a website Google with a 20% coupon. And then you just pull it
right
up
right there in the store. Cashier. In the store, right?
Yeah.
Google it.
I mean,
so Matt,
whatever you want to know, you can find it.
I got a good one for you. So, all right. So 6 years ago, I went out to pressure wash the deck on my house, and it was nasty and gross and rotten. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna start rebuilding this thing. I'd never built anything big or substantial out of wood. I said, you know what? I can do this. So started watching YouTube videos, and piece by piece, part by part, I built an entire, not one level, but two level multi-tiered deck with ornate built-in bar and benches and stuff like that. Did it all by watching YouTube videos one by one. And, you know, now is a perfect example. One of our fellow cast members on Startup Hustle TV has a YouTube channel, and all he does is show people all day how they're building houses. The Perkins brothers, check them out. They have about 300,000 subscribers that watch them build stuff all day. Literally from day one of building the house through about the 2 months that it takes them to build it, you can watch Eric and Jamie and their crew tell you how they did the entire thing. I don't know if after doing that, I had to build stuff and then take it apart a couple times to actually get it right. But I got it. And it's mostly straight. And it's still standing up. So there you go. And
I feel like I'm living through that right now. I'm remodeling in my house. So it's like a daily thing.
A daily Google?
No, I'm not doing the work. But I should just be recording videos of these people doing random shit in my house every day.
Okay, Matt, let's do a real life example, and then I want to continue our habit of I want to play another round of things VC said to me before we get back to free stuff, because that game is a huge hit. All right, what's something that you might have to figure out in the first month of being a new business owner? Just one simple thing. Throw your first thought out there.
I got a really good one. Creating a corporation. Okay.
How do I start a business? 5 seconds. 10 steps to start your business. SBAgov.com. Right there. First page of Google. And it will walk us through the whole entire thing. Under 30 seconds. Got steps from the SBA. Conduct market research. Write your business plan. Fund your business. The whole thing. Pick a location. Choose a structure. There you go. There's your entity. Choose a business name, which, by the way, if you're having a hard time doing that, you can go to nameboy.com and it'll help you pick a name. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a break here for a second, because we accidentally, much like most great businesses, we accidentally stumbled upon something awesome during the episodes that we were recording about funding, we launched our new game of Things VCs Have Said to Me. So in the Startup Hustle Facebook chat, I actually said, we've been playing a new game on the Startup Hustle podcast called Things VCs Have Said to Me. So now it's your turn. And we got a lot of responses, Matt. We got 22 comments here. And are you ready to, hear some of it?
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
The first response was, put your hands up. And he said, just kidding. Like they're getting ready to rob you. All right, here we go. It's a great idea, but it's not in our wheelhouse.
There you go. Yep.
That's a good one. It's a classic. That's a classic. Here you go. From Blake Miller, our friend over at homebase.com, I think he was episode 8 of now over 600. I'll be your first check when you hit X.
Oh, geez.
Good one. It's classic, man. All right, here's another one. How are you monetizing? Oh man, I'll tell you what, if you've given a pitch and the person across the table is asking you that, you might have done a shitty job of giving a pitch. That shouldn't be something that someone's asking you. Two things there, either they are completely clueless about business or you gave a shitty pitch. So that's a red flag for me. All right, here's another one. This is red flag. I only invest in businesses when I'm comfortable operating the day to day.
Oh, geez.
Why is that a red flag?
I don't know. I guess they want to fire the entrepreneur already. I don't know.
Right. I want to come in and run it all and do everything. And maybe you do want that. But okay, this next one's an all-time Hall of Fame. I don't understand it, and I don't think it's going to work. If you don't understand it,
I've said that one a few times.
Yeah. Oh, a lot. I've seen you say that. I've actually heard you say that more than once.
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. I don't get it.
All right. So, Matt, there's another one on here that I have heard you say a lot, a bunch. I love the idea and I think it's great, but I don't invest in things when I don't know anything about the industry.
Yep.
Heard you say it a bunch. I've said it. Yep. I've said it a bunch too. And actually, you know what, Matt? I will admit, of one of the three things that I've learned from you in the whole time I've known you, that's one of them. You know, the thing is if you have an investor that's saying that to you, they're doing you a favor. They're not going to bring any value other than a check. You want smart money, not that. So, all right. This is freaking terrible. And this is shameful. This next one, I need you to head this up, not the black guy. What the fuck? That's terrible, man. And the guy ends up explaining it. And he was just beside himself. Like, if anybody ever says anything like that to you, run from him. It's not someone you want to be in business with. It's a terrible, terrible option for an investor. Sorry to hear that, man. All right. We have no money left for sales and marketing.
What? Might be a problem.
Buying equity, though. Wait, so Graham Dodge, founder of Sick Weather. You'll poke your eye out, kid. And he said, or in so many words, like, don't mess with this. You don't know what you're playing with. So, oh, man, here's another Hall of Fame entry. Do you have a lead investor yet?
Has anyone else
put money in? Yeah.
Is that kind of like, have you ever dated any girls before? Because I'm not going to date you until some other girl has, like, and then the other one's like, after you get in
have
shape,
you heard
I'll
that?
Date you. I'll go on a date with you after you get in shape.
Like, have you heard both either or of those in real life?
No.
Okay. Look, I can see your face right now, Matt, and I'm not sure I believe you. For those of you that have never seen Matt on video or don't know him, Matt is someone you want to play high stakes cash poker with for all the money you've got. He's got a terrible poker face. I've been trying to get him to play with me for years and he won't do it. All right. Here's the greatest of all time. Probably the number one. This is a little early for us. Come back when you got a little traction.
Yeah.
So now we just heard
and then wait. And then when you get a little traction, you come back like, oh, sorry, you're too late for us.
Yes. Yes. There's a couple more I want to throw on here.
I'm going to use that for now on. Anytime somebody pitches me, it's either you're too early or you're too late.
If you had just come in long before you had revenue, I would have been really into this. There's a couple more. There's a couple more that aren't in here. And by the way, if you want to add fuel to the fire on these kind of conversations, go to Facebook and just find the Startup Hustle chat. We have a lot of fun in there. Okay. This is a really crowded space. You might have to fight the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Mm. That is someone saying, man, there's a whole bunch of people that do this shit and you might want to run. And our friend Laurel Holt would advise you to take the cowardly approach. Don't take on the giants. Go do something where people will leave you alone to get real good at it. Riches in the niches. Matt, you got any other ones that are classics?
Man, I don't know. I think you've covered a lot of the facets of it for sure.
How about we only give matching investments. Let us know when you get another check.
Oh God.
Oh, yes.
Well,
God, I hate funds like that.
And that's the topic. That's the topic we haven't talked about today that we need to talk about, which is free money.
So all these things you just heard from a VC, which means you got to get back to free. Now, one of the things that I, in my opinion, and I just recorded a different episode yesterday about raising capital at any stage, go listen to it. It was with a former dean of a business school. And we were talking about this. And one of the things is, all right, so we have spent so much time talking about how investors like clever, successful, driven people. Well, look, if you can show that you can stretch a dollar, you can manage the books, you can operate things efficiently, you can keep things under budget and within timelines, and you're not just a wild spender, there's something to be said to that. So you can go out looking for deals. Now, I know this is supposed to be about free, but in my book, Balance Me, I have a whole section about learning how to run your own finances because it's one of the things that cause people stress. Don't be afraid to literally say these words. Is that the best price you can give me?
Always negotiate.
Just ask. Just ask. I ask it anywhere and you'd just be shocked. You'll be absolutely shocked at what you can or could hear. So, okay. So, you know, we're back to free. We're talking about all the different stuff you can do. You know, look, just Google it and you can find it. You can find investors. You can find a lot of stuff. While you're in the process of doing that, I want to remind you that once again, today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by Gusto. If you run a startup, you got to give them a try. Deposit paychecks, file payroll taxes automatically, get employee health benefits, health insurance, onboarding, expert HR. You get 3 free months when you go to gusto.com/startup hustle. Once again, gusto.com/startup hustle. There's a link in the show notes to make it easy. While you're down there, click the link that says find Startup Hustle everywhere so you can come check out our YouTube channel. That's free. This podcast is free. And Matt, I think that's the last thing we should talk about. Look, this world of free, there's free content everywhere. You can have, there are over 600 episodes of this show. They're all free. If you don't like them, we'll give you your money back. And, you know, we have had the most successful people we know on the show and talking about everything you need to know. This stuff is free. It's everywhere. If you don't like podcasts, go find Clubhouse. If you don't like Clubhouse, go to YouTube. You know, if you don't like any of that, then get a free Audible books or something. I mean, it is literally, there is so much free info, experience, wisdom out there. You will never hit the bottom trying to consume it. I mean, Matt, what are your closing statements here?
Well, to follow up on what you said, right? If you're the kind of person that's not open-minded and you don't want free advice and you don't want a free mentor and stuff like that, like your odds of success are probably not very good. But the one thing I wanted to highlight that we didn't cover a whole lot was just free money. Depending on where you're at, there's free grant money that's available. And then you have places like Missouri that have matching funds. You know, it's a different kind of thing. It's not 100% free. You got to find some else to invest, but they'll match it, right? And then state of Kansas has angel tax credits. And so there's different states and municipalities and stuff like that wherever you live that may have these kind of programs or free money. And there's some that's just freaking grants. I mean, our friends at Healthy Hip Hop have to be winning some kind of record most number of grants, and some of them for him, right, were from being an African-American entrepreneur, right?
Yep.
And so there's things like that that are out there too. So just
African-American social impact. There's other things for creative. There's new business ones that he's learned. He's won them from Google. He's won them from the state. He's won them from a variety of free. I mean, over 3 years, the 3 years that we've been investors and partners with Roy in that, I've seen him bring in, I don't know, I'm guessing $300,000 in free. Cash or matches or something else. And yeah.
There's free money out there, and not to mention accelerators and stuff like that you can get into, and free resources from them. And
I know how he does everywhere. It. I know exactly how he does it. He Googles it and finds out that it's occurring and signs up for it. It's the same thing with everything Matt's talking about. By the way, Matt, you were referencing the Missouri Technology Corporation. Yeah. They do matching investments. So, for example, they won't write you the first check. And I was kind of poking fun at that earlier because it's frustrating when you finally get someone interested and then they're not going to give you money until someone else does. But I can tell you right now, with a little bit of planning, that I could turn $100,000 cash investment into $400,000 because I'm aware of three different organizations that would match that first $100,000.
Damn.
And all you got to do is, you got to get out there and look for them. Like I could do that. I could do $200K of that just in Kansas City. We mentioned the Missouri Technology Corporation, and we've had the Fountain Innovation Fund on before because they're a matching fund and they would match all three of them. So you get a triple match there. And, you know, and then there's, and then if you did that, the KC Rise Fund, which also matches institutional money, would certainly come in on another $100K. You turn $100,000 investment into $400,000 and you gained three really powerful, well-connected investment companies. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to sweeten the pot. If you raise $99,000, I'll put in the last $1,000.
You know what? I'll put in just because I don't want it. I'll put in the next dollar.
Just so now you can, it's so $9,899.
You said 99,000. You're going to put in 1,000. I said I put in a dollar because I want you to be able to shape the facts to say we've raised over $100,000.
No. You're going to invest a dollar so you can say I have a lead investor.
Yeah. I was going to put the dollar in and I was going to get you three matching dollars to go with it.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if it was me after I did that, the first thing I'd do after putting that extra $5 in, I was then go to my website and make sure I had every single logo in there under the investor section. I just wouldn't say $1. I'd be like, look at all these people that have invested in my startup, for crying out loud. Give me a check. Matt, I got to run. I gotta go. I gotta get some free stuff.
All right. See ya.
Later.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button. Then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.